prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, the unsafe medical treatment. You think there is one or more than one? Well, we're going to talk about that, and we have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. And I hope you are, too. So today's devotional puts us in Romans 12. It says, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules, will with diligence. And he that shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Wow. Well, you know, we're living in those times where wisdom is hard to come by unless, you know, you're seeking Lord's face, because he is about wisdom, because what happens? The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord, and you seek the Lord, and he gives you wisdom and knowledge. It's a wonderful thing. So if you haven't done that, please do so, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, an L.A. company faked the COVID test results. Oh, boy, did they get their hands slapped. This is a company that was accused of handing out fake results for hundreds of COVID-19 virus tests. They're going to have to pay $20 million in a settlement, according to Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Feuer. He's a district attorney, the company was called Same Day Technologies, and it was created in September 2020 to supposedly make fast, reliable COVID tests available to everyone. So more than 500 test results were confirmed or suspected to be faked or falsified or forged, according to the results of their inquiry, and complaints alleged that Same Day would also forge negative results directed by the CEO of the company. So, you know, nothing in darkness is going to remain there. It's going to be exposed by the light. God says this. And, you know, you just love it, Frank, when they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, don't you? You just love it. Well, let's see if they're going to, you know, carry through and punish and collect. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here's a study. This was University of Leicester. Researchers over there said, hey, if you walk every day, you're going to live longer. They say brisk walk or fast walking will add 16 years to your life, according to their results of their study, compared to people who don't walk fast or don't walk at all. So in their analysis of over 400,000 British adults in the UK, scientists found that faster walking throughout your life leads to a person being younger and having a biological age that will add 16 years to their biological clock. A lot of other studies, they say, showed that walking can provide physical, mental, and social benefits. However, the team says it was the first time scientists were comparing the speed of a walk, okay, to longevity, yeah. So the researchers have previously found that as little as 10 minutes of brisk walking each day can contribute to longer life, and some people could add a life expectancy of 20 years or more, depending on how often they walk. I love it. We're designed to move, right, Frank? Born to run? Yeah. So get out there and keep exercising. You'll look younger and you'll feel better, more energetic, more positive. Keep looking up. The Lord's coming. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to dive in. Yes, we're going to do. We're going to look at this unsafe medical treatment. Hey, Frank, you want to guess what it is? Well, you don't have to guess if you don't want to. But okay, let's dive in. What is it? Better late than sorry. What? There are so many. Frank, just pick one. Take a stab at it. Take a stab. That's a hint. Maybe our listeners know already. Well, okay. Let's just go. We are going to be talking about something that happened in 2011. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 2011. Do you know what they did, Frank? They paid for a study to determine if vaccines used in the United States and which are reported to the government's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System were accounting for vaccine injuries and deaths. They wanted to see, you know, Boy, did they get it. The truth was exposed in their study, but it was essentially buried. And health professionals were really never made aware of their report. Okay, so Human Health and Service Report 2011, in their report, said vaccine adverse events are common, not rare, Not rare. And how many times has the public been told, it's in brochures, it's in all these handout and pamphlets, and it's at the doctor's, the pediatric office, oh, it's rare, like 1 in 100,000 kids may have an event, an adverse reaction. No, it's common. All right. Also from the report, it said this, less than 1% of vaccine side effects are ever reported by health professionals and health authorities. Less than 1%. So all that nonsense in the handouts that the drug companies put in the hand of the pediatrics and your general practitioner is just not true. Statistically, it's fraud. Okay, so why the cover-up? Well, we all know why. The report was very devastating, a devastating blow to the pro-vaccine side of healthcare and the drug companies that make the vaccines, and it exposes the fraud and what essentially can be classified as murder in some cases, right? So when people suffer with lifelong disabilities or die from vaccination, and evidence exists to support it, but it's denied, this is, when you say this is conspiracy to commit serious injury and death, Frank? You know, if you got enough people covering it up or looking the other way, turning a blind eye, not wanting to even acknowledge, what do you call that? You know? Well, then there's the control group. There was a control group. So when comparing vaccinated individuals with unvaccinated, there is this stark difference that shows up. The difference is there is less disease among the unvaccinated. So the disastrous side effects of vaccines are reported to be 100 times more common than what the public is told. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's a quote from the American Reinstatement of Torts 402A, which states vaccines are formally classified as unavoidably unsafe. Now, why do they say unavoidably? Well, because a lot of times you're mandated to get a vaccine if you want to go to public school, if you want to have a job in some cases, if you want to travel to certain destinations. So how do you avoid them? Well, then you may not be able to travel, and you may not be able to take advantage of public school, and you may not be able to take advantage of some occupations. You'd have to avoid all that. Now, this is from Dr. Paul Thomas, okay? He's an MD at the Children's Health Defense. What'd you say, Frank? Public school is no advantage. Thank you, Frank. You're absolutely right. But you know what I mean. If you can't afford private school, what else is there? Homeschooling then, I guess. But then, you know, parents got to work. This makes it really hard. But you're right. Public school today. I mean, I thought it was bad when I was going through school in the 60s and 70s. But today I cringe. But here's a quote from Dr. Paul Thomas, Children's Health Defense. He says, this study adds to the growing list of peer-reviewed papers that compare the health of vaccinated children to the health of unvaccinated children. And these studies show we have long underestimated the scope of vaccine harms and that the epidemic of chronic illness in children is hardly a mystery. End of quote. Well, I mean, think about it. It's really the drug companies and the modern medicine corporation, because that's what healthcare is—a corporation. It's a good working model for them. It encourages disease, so it keeps them in patients and cash flow and selling drugs. You get it? I know a lot of people don't want to wrap their brain around this. I mean, I used to work for healthcare. Yeah, I thought healthcare was the bomb. No, it could do no wrong. Until I got in there and I saw some stuff, which I was just like, what? What? Doctors ripping phones off surgery walls and things, I mean, and throwing it across the room because they made a mistake? And then they didn't want to tell the patient. Okay, so going down that different road there. Let's look also what Dr. Lyons Weller and Dr. Thomas Paul, they did a study together. And in their study report, they had vaccinated children have more respiratory infections, developmental disorders, and other chronic illnesses, end of quote. And then they also go on to say the data indicates that unvaccinated children in the practice, they were looking at a couple of pediatric practices in their study. So they were looking at unvaccinated children in the practice they found are not unhealthier than the vaccinated ones. But overall, the results showed that the unvaccinated pediatric patients were healthier than the vaccinated ones. What we're doing to our kids, what we're demanded to do to them. Think about this. Now, Dr. Andreas Bachmeier, he's a homeopathic physician, he took some data of over 8,000 unvaccinated children from 15 different countries and compared it to data on more than 17,000 vaccinated kids. And here were his conclusions. He goes, quote, "What I found was that unvaccinated children are healthier than vaccinated children in nearly every category. Vaccinated children are twice as likely to suffer from allergies and 8 times more likely to develop asthma and chronic bronchitis. Vaccinations also significantly increase the risk of child death, but the public is unlikely to have knowledge of it. A 2017 study found that the DPT vaccine increases the risk of child death by 5 times. End of quote. Well, then, you know, if there's evidence out there and you bring it to Congress's attention or you bring it to the CDC's attention or you bring it to the drug company's attention and they just ignore it, I call it a conspiracy to commit murder in a case of, like, the DPT shot. What do you think? What else would you call it? If they know it happens and it's not being reported or it's discouraged to report it as the vaccine was the culprit, they'll give you all kinds of excuses. Oh, it was your autoimmune response gone haywire, or it was your genetic code that's to blame. No, you gave the kid the shot and he's dead in a day. I call it the shot did it. Well, there's this evidence vacuum is what you have. They want to suck up all the truth and just make it go away. So 1986, get this, the CDC was under legal obligation to conduct studies on the safety of vaccines every 2 years and report that to Congress. They never did it. Never one study, never one report to Congress. They never complied. And why would lawmakers do nothing about that? Why would they do nothing about that? Well, when non-government studies are done proving vaccines are harmful and deadly and the work is not published for healthcare professionals to read, and since Congress gave the manufacturers of vaccines immunity, you don't have to really look too far for the conspiracy, do you? Yeah, they're comparable, all of them. So in the truth is that, you know, if the truth were to get published about it, then lawmakers as well as your drug companies and others would be liable. People would run from vaccines. They wouldn't get them anymore. Would you say, because they are paid off? Well, yeah, money answereth all things. The Bible tells us that. That's what happened, right? The last time you could sue a pharmaceutical company for vaccine injury was 1976, the swine flu. That was the last time. And wheelbarrows of cash went up to Congress, to Capitol Hill, and they bought an immunity package forever. Yeah. So these entities really can't risk the public becoming aware of this hoax and rejecting the very tool they're using, not only to control the populations, but also to keep the medical corporation rich and in power. This guarantees them an endless line of patients, and you need an endless line of drugs. Here's a quote from Dr. Paul Thomas and Dr. James Lyons Wheeler, who said, "Instead of confirming lasting immune protection against disease as claimed, vaccines actually degrade immunity and lead to worse health conditions," end of quote. Well, we've been saying that for years. And a lot of health experts that are truthful are saying that for years. You know, but the powers have mass media and propaganda and can, you know, year after year pound that drum until people just go, "Oh, well, I guess that's the truth." What'd you say, Frank? Frank said something. "That law is unconstitutional as it denies the redress of grievances." Thank you, Frank. Lawyer Frank over there. I believe you. Well, when they mandate stuff, you know, where's the remedy? You know, they're wanting you to you know, euthanize yourself, basically, in some instances. Well, let's look at the adult vaccines, because we've talked about the adult vaccines. So just, you know, put the childhood vaccines aside for just a minute. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So the adult vaccines are coming. They're in the works. And the drug companies and lawmakers are preparing to enforce more adult vaccinations for various reasons. And these agencies claim to secure your health, have your best interest at hand, and they boldly announce their intent to apply even leverage for compliances through things like your Affordable Care Act, your National Adult Immunization Plan. These things influence employers, folks, your bread and butter. So the National Adult Immunization Plan tends to make sure that every adult covered by government-controlled health insurance is in compliance with their vaccine demand. So adults not up to date on various vaccines, especially even some new ones, will have some time to become compliant. But after that, they could be fired, unemployed, risk custody of children in some cases, if you're divorced and you share custody. And there's also some arm-twisting incentives, too, for these people to become compliant. There's a little given here and a little given there. So employers will be given a little cash to, you know, really encourage their employees to go get vaccinated. And then once the employee gives in and goes and gets it, they're given a little incentive in their paycheck, possibly, you know, a $20 reduction per month on their health plan. You know, what that's taken out of their check, something like that. Or maybe they get a dedicated parking space at work or a pizza party or something. So I call those bribes. That's what I call those. I don't call them incentives. I call them bribes. But, oh, Frank, you're blowing out my ears. What was that? Hey, Frank, did you hit the wrong button, honey? I kept hearing music. Did it? What? You did? You did? Okay. Frank, settle down over there. He's all right. Friday's tomorrow, Frank. You can take a day off there. Well, you know, this is all being promoted, though, really, in adult vaccinations, an effort to bring state and federal agencies together to supposedly protect the public health by vaccination. Well, they want to vaccinate every living adult. And we are, you know, discovering it is really the Affordable Care Act in underneath all this, which, you know, has created the opportunity for adult vaccination programs offering more vaccine options to manufacturers, and even they're even vaccinating sick people, and you know they never used to do that 50 years ago. If you were sick, you were not primed for a vaccine. So even pregnant women were not ever vaccinated, but they're doing it now. So all adult vaccines. Have you ever noticed too, at no cost to you? Have you not noticed that lately? You can go get your blah 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 vaccine free. Blah, blah, blah. Now, why would they give it to you free? Right? I mean, it costs the drug companies buku bucks, supposedly, to develop those things. Why would they be given for free? What's their benefit for doing that? Think about it. So which vaccines? Well, you know, I doubt the health agencies will really, you know, check your blood titers before they even issue you a vaccine. If you don't know what a blood titer is, you can go get a blood drawn, and they can check your blood for antibodies to certain diseases. You know, whooping cough, pertussis, you know, all that. And if you have antibody levels that are sufficient, you don't need a vaccine. But you know what I'm finding, Frank? I'm finding that doctors don't even want to do those blood titers, and neither do vets. Vets don't want to do them either. They'll only do, I think the vets now will only do a blood titer on a rabies shot. Everything else, no. You know? And they're trying to give flu shots to dogs. All right, so here are the shots that the adults, they want the adults to get. Okay? Pneumonia shot. Influenza, your flu shots, your shingles shots, your hepatitis A and B, your herpes, and your papilloma HPV. And the Advisory Committee on Immunizations has actually recommended adults get 13 different vaccines after the age of 18 and up. So if you haven't had any vaccines since you were 18, you need 13 shots of something. That's what they're saying. Frank, 13 whatever's in that syringe. So there will also be, you know, boosters to the childhood disease shots, your measles, your mumps, your rubella, your chickenpox. You'll have to go get boosters. And once they start the adults down the booster road, like they have with the COVID, they ain't no going back. They're gonna make sure that vaccine card is up to date. So the childhood vaccines in their report are under a category for adults now called catch-up vaccinations. So that's what they're calling it. Any person working in the healthcare areas will automatically receive these vaccinations as a requirement for employment. Anyone that is in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, prisons, or any mental health hospitals will also be giving the option to become compliant. What'd you say, Frank? They are creating what? A nation of junkies. Well, what they're creating is a nation of people with like almost no immune systems working. So that means you're sick more often, and you got to go to the doctor more often, and you got to get drugs more often. So that's what that, any adult wanting to go back to school, lives on campus, also is going to be required to be vaccinated. And don't you see that already now? Well, I can see it is time for a little break, but we got more on this topic, a little bit more, but we'll be right back.
Yeah. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're back. Hey, that bumper going out, you know, Shock the Monkey, you know, they use monkeys, you know, in testing a lot of vaccines, you know, so it was very apropos. Thank you, Frank. All right. Getting back to our topic. So we were talking about, you know, adult shots, required for school. Actually they, kind of test the waters on a lot of these things. They usually test them with college students. And as you've seen, some of these college kids couldn't go back to school unless they had the COVID shot. But their goal is to get adult vaccination compliance to 90% across the board. which they want to also do typically with the childhood vaccines. And they've done okay with that 90% threshold. They're close to it usually, you know, because a lot of people can't afford to homeschool or public not to be in public school, so they're having to comply. So they're not far from that 90% threshold. So a lot of these agencies are making vaccines, and the core part of what they call your well care, according to this pharma research, 300 new vaccines have been in development, which can very easily and very easily can end up on the on the adult schedule. And currently the pharmaceutical companies are working on 170 vaccines for a lot of infectious diseases. So let's see, they have 102 vaccines they've created for types of cancers, 8 different vaccines for neurological disorders. So so since your healthcare profession claims vaccines prevent disease, it's really not a stretch for them to one day, you know, you may find that you have to have a vaccine to even prevent diabetes, right? And as Frank has pointed out during the break, which I think was a very interesting point, he says that he predicts the vaccine that was once to keep one from getting sick will soon become something that if you don't keep getting it, you will die. So that's an interesting point. He says it's similar to what drug pushers promote. You know, if you can't get your fix, that's it. End of story. Well, now since we have, you know, even vaccines, they're working on vaccines for heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, and depression. So it's really not a shock for vaccines and to be in development for just about anything. And they're all from genetically modified material. So the point is these agencies want to take what they call an underutilized medical product and administer vaccines from the cradle to the grave. And they plan to use this new, they have the monitoring systems, electronic health data, national immunization registry systems. They will push this along, and you'll see. But, you know, I say stand up to all the lies. Stand up to all the lies, because if the government and the medical science area are going to force healthcare like this, well, it's not really healthcare, is it? Vaccines aren't healthy for you. They're going to push this vaccination schedule on people and threaten you with loss of job, right? Just threaten your livelihood and your benefits. You know, this is where people need to stand up and say, no, I don't think so, you know. And you know what, Frank? This whole thing with COVID has shown, I can't remember what the statistics were, but a lot of people in the United States, you know, didn't roll over and take the shot to keep their job. They went out and they started their own jobs. They went out and they're working for themselves now. So I call that, you know, a good thing. Maxim of law. Says Frank, no man can be compelled to accept a benefit. Maxim of law. Thank you, a legal advisor. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, you know, Frank, a lot of people just don't study the law. I mean, who has the time? But thank you that you do. You know some things. So the point is, be aware, be wise out there. Draw near to the Lord. He's there to protect you. Psalms 91. Special prayer of protection. He'll be your shield and buckler. He'll hide you under the shadow of his wings. You know what I pray for, Frank? I pray to be invisible to all wickedness so wicked people don't see me. What do you think of that prayer? Hmm? Right? So, the Lord is powerful, and don't think he's not, because he is. He can do all things. Nothing's impossible with the Lord. What did you say? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yes, that's biblical. This is true. So when we look at the scripture and he says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie, then we should tap into that medicinal power and be healthy and don't worry about, you know, the diseases people want to get vaccinated against. You know, there's all these statistics I saw a long time ago, 20, 30 years ago, and all the medical stats on the childhood illness part were all declining even before vaccines were developed. And the reason they were declining is we had better sanitation. We had refrigeration then, and so we had, you know, fruits and vegetables year-round. So it was, you know, it was nutrition and better hygiene that reduced the likelihood of disease. And but, of course, science doesn't want you to believe that. They want you to believe it was their vaccine vehicle that did that. So, but I truly believe, from my heart of hearts, you can think what you want, but I truly believe the vaccines are here to undermine the natural immune system. And now, with the development of CRISPR and gene editing, I believe these vehicles are there to undermine the genetic code of man and reduce him to more of an animal state. You know? Just really, you know, just tearing down the image of God. That's what I think. So don't stand for it. If you want to get a free product catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, give them a call at 866-229-3663, and you'll get a instructional guide to how powerful you can be with immune support products, organ cleansing products to remove toxins, and also metabolic strengtheners. So a lot of people are using metabolic strengtheners to get off their drugs for life kind of situation. So the powerherbs.com. And that's the Apothecary Herbs website. You know, Frank, do you know what apothecary means? Some people don't know what it means. You know, when we first started out 20 years ago, apothecary, people had trouble spelling it and even saying it. So that's why our domain became the Power Herbs, which is the title of my book. Frank knows what it is. You can open your Bible and see the word apothecary in there. The apothecaries were the ones that were approved by God to make the anointing oils. You couldn't just make anointing oils back then in scripture time. You were had to be chosen by God to make them. That's right. So, I know what it is, but I can't spell it. Frank, behave. Yeah, you can. He can barely say it. Apothecary. Yeah, some people have trouble, but it's a very old biblical term, apothecary. Yeah. So some people think the apothecaries were the dispensaries, you know, like your druggists. But no, biblically that's not what they were. No. So they carefully made the anointing oils, and if you recall in scripture, if you were anointed by preacher or elder of the church, you know, a lot of times you were prayed over and anointed and people got better, you know. Well, let's move on. We're going to be talking about another topic here. We're going to be talking about your minerals, because every living organism needs minerals. And you've heard me say, Frank, that internal medicine issues typically aren't genetic. They're a lack of minerals. Rare. It's rare that it's genetic. So, you know, without minerals, our metabolic functions collapse. Did you know that? Think of varicose veins for a minute. Well, not that you want to, but you know what they are. They're kind of unsightly little veins that pop out of your legs, either in the front or back, calf area or shin area. And they look blue and you can see them, and they may even look a little gnarly and knotty, and people think they're unsightly and they don't want to show their legs. What that is a mineral, a lack of a mineral. And what happens is the cells that make up your vein walls start to get weak and collapse and bleed. That's what's happening. So if you go to a dermatologist, he'll just shoot you up with saline liquid, saline solution. And what happens is, mysteriously, the varicose vein disappears temporarily. They'll come back. But it's salt water he's putting in there. Salt water. So why would that be? Well, if you think about it water and salt in the human body are counter-regulatory. They need each other, okay? And the salts have minerals that strengthen cell walls, also help keep arteries and veins flexible so they don't get stiff and rigid and collect plaque, arteriosclerosis. And you don't have dehydration, you don't have edema or fluid retention issues. So salt's important. But we're given a salt that's worthless. It's got nothing in it. It's just sodium chloride. Where's the 84 microminerals? They took them out. And they sold it to other industries for more profit. And you get nothing. So if you want a real salt that preserves health, because in the ancient world, salt preserved meat, but it really salt preserves us. And real salt with 84 microminerals, it's not just sodium chloride, 84 microminerals is cardiovascular friendly. It doesn't promote the hypertension. Processed salt does that, but the salt God gave us doesn't. And it's got to be ocean salt, because when they analyze your fluids, even the amniotic fluid the baby floats in, it's identical to ocean water. So it has to be an ocean salt, not a mined salt. So Celtic salt, that's sun-dried, will be gray and off-white in color, but not white. White salt's been processed. White salt, not good. So know the difference in salts. It's a very basic thing, but it's huge for health. So if you don't want varicose veins, make sure you got the right salts. So minerals are real important for function, or systems tend to collapse. And millions of people are learning that their prescription medications flush minerals out of their system in a big way. And then they have all these other problems. They go to the doctor, and I got this going on, I got that going on. He whips out his prescription pad, and he writes you more drugs. And you're on this hamster wheel of mineral depletion, and which not helpful at all. So the question is, could great health just be as simple as getting the required minerals and avoiding the things that strip away your minerals that preserve your health? Could it be that simple? Why should health be complicated? We tend to make it complicated. So some people think that it's really too simple an answer. And, well, okay, so they put their faith in the scientific medicine world. Okey-doke, they can do that. But let's just look here for a minute. This is a quote from the Medical Biochemistry Organization. They said this: minerals constitute a class of critical micronutrients required for normal health and development. There is a clear correlation between micronutrient deficits and chronic metabolic disruption. Mineral and vitamin deficiency is potentially lethal to human health. End of quote. So when you take drugs that strip you of that nutrition, it's lethal. It's lethal. Biochemistry-wise, on a metabolic level, you're taking a toxic drug that's going to be lethal over time. That's what it's going to do. So minerals are here to serve mankind. So medical science has shown that minerals are vast. They provide a broad array of specific functions. Here's an example. Minerals have ions for your nerve impulse transmission, for your central nervous system, your peripheral nervous system. Minerals also have activators for complex biochemical reactions in your tissues and your cardio system, your muscles, your skeletal system. And also minerals aid in enzyme activity for critical biochemical reactions. So it's a baseline. Think of a house that has a foundation, and you dig that first trench to lay the foundation stones. Think of your minerals as your foundation stones. So you have to build upon that. It has to support you. So enzymes, let's look at enzymes. So minerals assist with enzyme activity, and your enzymes are essentially compounds found in animals, plants, microorganisms, and us humans. So the word enzyme was first used in 1878 by a German physiologist, William Kuhlmann, who described an enzymatic action as yeast converting to alcohol from sugar. So the word enzyme is from the Greek word en, meaning from within, and zoom, meaning yeast, enzyme, meaning from within yeast. So according to November 2015, this is the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute Health, they say without minerals, the enzymes could not carry out their biological function. So again, your minerals are your foundation stones, and your enzymes can't build without them. So enzymes work as a catalyst to speed up biochemical reactions of all living organisms. Enzymes are also influenced by your pH and your temperature, body temp, and enzymes are also sensitive to inhibitors. So let me give you an example. Let's say there is a Ebola warning or scare, and you wanted to use a herb that had hemorrhagic fever inhibitors in it. Your enzymes would be sensitive to that. Now, sensitive doesn't mean a negative thing. It means it would probably promote the protection. So here's a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, November 2015, that said, substances that reduce enzyme activity are called inhibitors. They either directly or indirectly influence the catalytic action of enzymes. Inhibitors are also foreign to cells and therefore can negatively affect metabolism. Toxins, pharmaceutical drugs are examples of inhibitors to enzyme catalyst activity. If an inhibitor binds permanently to an enzyme, it can be classified as an irreversible inhibitor or toxin, end of quote. Now notice, they're pointing to inhibitors as drugs. I was giving you a reference to a medicinal herb, which God made. Two different things. Now, in the 1920s, it was discovered that when enzymes are crystallized, they discovered enzymes offer a catalytic activity associated with protein molecules, and therefore science thought for the next 60 years that all enzymes were proteins. Well, they are not. Now, in the 1980s, your RNA was discovered, and this plays a catalytic role with gene expression. So it's an acid. RNA is an acid. So here's a quote. They said, high fructose corn syrup is produced on a large scale involving immunized enzymes. Immunized enzymes often are created for the prepackaged food industry and have three categories, absorption, covalent bonding, and entrapment. Interesting thought. Now, manipulating your plant and animal enzymes has been done since the 1950s. Science is doing that. And then later technology has taken enzyme manufacturing to a level outside of nature with synthetics. And enzyme chemistry, called wet chemistry, is used in a wide array of substances, including drug therapies like penicillin. So mineral and enzyme action is really important for human health, and the cells of living things need minerals and enzymes to live and to thrive. And there's really no substitute for whole food nutrition like this. And, it creates this homeostasis balance for you. So without a stable balance of protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, you will be out of balance. And most people who succumb to disease will have a lack of minerals and a buildup of toxins in their body. So those toxins aren't kept in check. And most prepackaged foods have the natural nutrition removed from them, and it's replaced with artificial enzymes and artificial vitamins, and that's not going to protect you. And what natural minerals and enzymes are consistently, when they're consistently removed from your food, hey, your health is sacrificed. That's what happens. All right, so I've said this before. We mentioned this before. What did the gladiators eat? And they, when they dug up gladiator remains and analyzed bones and teeth, the DNA in teeth, and they looked at what they ate as a diet from all this analysis, the gladiators, wielding big swords and stuff, fighting animals like lions at the Colosseum and other soldiers to the death. So we're not talking about, you know, weak people here. They ate beans, grains, nuts, vegetables, and they had a vegetable tonic. But And most of the people at this time living in the area of Rome and Turkey where they had gladiators, they didn't eat. They were called barley eaters. They weren't really meat eaters. Now, ask yourself, how were they able to have that kind of stamina and eat any meat? Well, it's the minerals in all the stuff they were eating. And of course, they didn't have genetically modified stuff back then, so their stuff was pretty good. So the gladiator bones were analyzed at the University of Vienna, Department of Anthropology, and they found that that's how the gladiators had their strength and built muscle. They were lean, mean fighting machines. Yep, they were. So this is a perfect time, really, to start, you know, thinking about, you know, getting your diet more organic. You know, make sure you set the money aside for the, you know, the organics produce. And if you want meat, the grass-fed meats, more minerals in them. And if you ever look at meat that's grass-fed versus grain-fed, total difference in color and texture. The grass-fed has got a deeper red. And when you feel the meat, it's creamier. And then the grain-fed has more fat in it. It's not as red, and it's not smooth and creamy. It's got I don't want to say it feels like sand, but it feels like it's got little particulates in it to me. It doesn't really have that creamy feel. So there's a big difference between grain-fed meat and grass-fed meat. Big difference. So what do the grass-fed cows eat? For instance, they're eating grass full of minerals, and they have really big bones. So you really don't have to have cow's milk for bone health. Hello. And there's tons of minerals in your medicinal herbs. They are super packed with nutrition. That's why they're medicines. God said they're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Because when you're sick, you're usually low in something, you know. So pack full of minerals, pack full of nutrition, amino acids, proteins as well. So this is why the gladiators could do what they were doing, because they had some really mineral, vitamin, amino acid, protein-rich diets. Huge. It's a big difference from today. Meats, when you eat a lot of meats, it tends to slow the digestive tract down. The body has to take a lot of energy to break down those solid masses and convert them to amino acids and so forth. So if you wanted to be light and swift, they didn't eat meats. They ate grains, beans, nuts, and vegetables. Light and swift, strong and mean and lean. That's what they ate. Now, when you look at cultural studies around the world, you'll notice, if you read any of them, the people of the Mediterranean tend to have low or zero risk of cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, and it's all how they eat. If we kind of mimic that diet, we can be like that. So a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, the way they eat, their portions are different. Americans eat way too much meat, way too much starch. So more fruits and vegetables, olive oil, olives, fish. So those are the types of things that promote wellness. And, of course, ocean salt, obviously. Ocean salt, amazing thing. The gift of life. And it's simple, so simple. If you're looking for ocean salt that's not processed, it's dried in the sun, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have it in fine ground and coarse ground if you want to grind it. It's on their website at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. And, of course, they do practice in wonderful productions of immune-boosting formulas, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengtheners. So tap into those as well. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.